The offensive line didn't play well. That's a big question mark coming into the game anyway, and it ended up being an issue where we talk now. They allowed 10 sacks the last time I looked. Jeremy Williams took 10 sacks. Running game wasn't too hot. What did the coach have to say about the offensive line, and what's he going to do to be able to try and fix that?
Yeah, the offensive line, obviously that's an issue, and it affects the running game, of course. But I thought DJ Dallas played well. DJ Dallas had over 100 total yards. DJ Dallas is a great running back and a huge integral part of this offense. I mean, at a certain point in the game, he was accounted for 51% of the total offense. So with the experience you have at the running back position, with the tight ends, Brevin Jordan, I mean, you can't say enough about that kid. The wide receivers, Jeff Thomas, KJ, who was a transfer from Buffalo. I think the offensive line will only get better, and it's just you have to trust. I think that's another issue as well. You have to trust in your playmakers and hand the ball off a little more. I would love to see DJ Dallas be handed that ball, touch it maybe 15 to 20 times per game, and I think that will help out the offensive line as well because DJ can make plays. You just need to give him a little gap, and he'll be able we saw him on Saturday night how many missed tackles he forced. So I think the offensive line, it can't get any worse, guys. Yep. It can't get worse than 10 sacks.
Hopefully not.
The last time Florida had 10 sacks in a game was over 100 years ago, when we're talking about a team that plays Georgia Southern every so often and brings in some of the weakest members of the SEC, and that's unheard of. What they did on Saturday, I don't anticipate that ever happening again, and especially not to the Miami Hurricanes. I think they'll go ahead and correct that, but I think they need to rely on that running game a little more. I would love to see DJ, as I said, touch that ball at least 15 to 20 times per game.
All right, Victor, Miami next game, North Carolina a couple weeks. They get this weekend off to get practice. We'll talk to you real soon. I appreciate you taking the time.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, before we get started, moving on, we got like under 10 minutes to go for the celebration. Let's go ahead and go to the Crusade Channel hotline real quick. I think I know who this is, but you're on the show.
Hi, Corey.
Hi, Dad.
The football team has something they want to say to you.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Corey. Happy birthday to you.
Cha, cha, cha. Yeah.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
Thank
we
you.
We are. Yes, yes. We are.
Yes.
We will.
Yes.
Have a great day.
All right. I love you, dude.
Love you, too. Bye.
That's my dad. He's a head coach for the Cascade football team back in my hometown. Wow, that was kind of emotional. Yeah, so that was it. I coached a lot of those kids, too, back when I coached with him when I was back home. That was pretty cool. I did not expect that to happen. And I just got to fight through the last 10 minutes. All right, here we go. Let's go. I appreciate that, guys. Hey, who wore 23 the best? We had a chat up there on the Twitter. And let's go ahead and look. We said, who wore the 23 jersey the best? Are you ready? Dun, dun, dun. Was it LeBron James or was it Michael Jordan? 51 total votes. Michael Jordan, 86%. LeBron James, 14%. And that is 100% right, because if we're comparing the two NBA championships, LeBron 3, MJ 6, Michael Jordan played in 15 seasons while LeBron's going into his 17th. They've each played in 13 playoffs. LeBron has one more All-Star game than Michael Jordan. MVPs, Michael Jordan 5, LeBron 4. Finals MVPs, Michael Jordan 6, LeBron 3. All-NBA first teams, LeBron has 2 more than MJ. All-NBA team, LeBron has 4 more. All-defensive first team, Michael Jordan 9.